Gillian Stewardson might not have played any first-team minutes for the Pittsburgh Riveters in the USLW League. Still, the Campbell Riverite says the experience was enriching. They treated us like professional players, which meant that all we had to worry about was playing soccer. We showed up at the training facility every day to clean training gear and a full staff ready to support us however we needed. Despite not playing any games for the first time, Stewardson did play for the Riveters' two team while training full-time with the club's first team, which she said was beneficial for developing her game and keeping her fit. Stewardson, a center back, joined the Riveters at the beginning of their campaign in April. She joined them from Point Park University, also based in Pittsburgh, an NCAA Division II program. This season was the first year the club, a sister club to the fully professional Pittsburgh Riverhounds in the USL Championship, competed in the USLW League. The first team won 6 of their 10 games in the Central Conference's Great Forest Division, finishing in first place and advancing to the playoffs. However, they were defeated by Minnesota Aurora FC 2-0. Our first season was very successful, not only in the soccer aspect but in the community aspect. On top of winning our division and making it to the playoffs, the city of Pittsburgh really supported the team. Highmark Stadium was sold out multiple times, meaning the team was playing in front of over 5,000 people, said Stewardson. It was incredibly cool to see the city rally behind the team. I still see people out in Riveters gear on the streets. Even though the Riveters are one of the first teams for whom Stewardson did not play big minutes, she was proud of the opportunity for her to really focus on improving her game and becoming a better teammate. Most of the women on the team grew up within the Riverhounds Academy. The Riveters head coach, Scott Gibson, would have been well acquainted with them as the former academy director and youth coach for the Riverhounds. Other players were recruited from NCAA Division I teams. Center back is also a position that rarely gets subbed out during a game. Only goalkeepers get subbed out less, limiting chances for Stewardson. I think Scott Gibson really helped me to get better technically, said Stewardson. We spent over an hour every day working on technical work. Something that definitely improved throughout the season but still needs work is my speed of play. Playing with D1 players really showed me the speed that is required to play at a higher level, and I'm still working on that aspect of my game. I got to watch and train with some incredible players, such as Olivia D'Amico, who captained the Penn State women's soccer team, and Tessa Della Rose, who played for the youth national team and current NCAA champions, UNC. However, Stewardson is unlikely to join the Riveters for a second campaign. She will be returning to Canada to attend law school. But I haven't completely closed off the idea of staying for the summer and playing.